November 15th, 2016, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
threw me in the barn. Rip me apart, rip me apart. I love the way you threw me in the barn. Rip me apart, rip me apart. I love it when you threw me in the barn. Rip me apart, rip me apart. I love it when you threw me in the barn.
Show and Pedro, but my pad, brother Matt, I didn't get the word. I didn't want to bum rush him, but I'm not totally by myself. You might have heard a noise there. That was all the way from Denmark via the magic of Skype. Our guest today, brother Morten Boysen Pop.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty fine. I just want to say hi to both of you. I guess Matt is there also.
No, he ain't. That's the problem.
Ah, okay. So, yeah.
I'm in my pad. I'm not Brother Matt's. There was
okay.
He put out the word last night. I didn't get any word from him, so I didn't know. Maybe he had to go to school early.
Yeah.
No, he's a teacher. He's an incredible teacher.
Ah, okay, yeah.
But we started off with John Coltrane doing original untitled ballad to her ladyship. Then Skatin' Dicks with the Barn Death. Skatin' Dicks, people, is a band. Morten Boysen Pop has... Who's your buddy in that band?
It's a band. It's a guy called Tua Müller Hüller. He's the bassist. And, he's a bitching bass player. I guess you can hear it probably on the tunes.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds great.
Yeah, I've been playing with him for years now, and
yeah, we're going to get to that.
Oh yeah.
But first, I want to know, what's your earliest memory about music?
Yeah. First and foremost, I have to say that I'm honored to be on the show, Mike. That's pretty awesome. So thank you, big time.
You're very welcome. What's your earliest memory regarding music?
Yeah,
like when you're a kid, huh?
Yeah, I think I have to go back when my mom had this record player with installed 45s, and my brother and I got a brother that's about 3 years older than me, used to listen to those 45s, and it was Procol Harum with a White Shirt of Pale.
Okay, so it's records in the house.
It was records in the house, yeah.
About when was this?
That was it was early 80s.
Early 80s. Cause
I'm from 76. I'm 40 now.
White as Shade of Pale, because that's earlier than that. But
yeah, definitely, yeah. My mom and my dad had that stuff on the old 45s.
Right, so they had singles, collection of singles.
Mm-hmm.
So what record do you remember you getting yourself?
My first record, that was the Dream of the Blue Turtles with Sting.
And how old were you?
I think it was when it came out. That was in the mid-80s, I think.
And why did you pick that record?
I think it was because of the videos, the music videos we saw on TV. There was this German. I grew up just by the border to Germany.
Okay.
And there was this German television show that showed all these new videos. So we were always, when that music show came, it was called Formula One. And then we were already, like, hours before that, when it came, we were all ready. And they showed all these music videos, and I thought that was pretty cool back then, the stuff that Sting did, and also with the police and stuff like that. But all that jazzy stuff that was on that record, that was pretty awesome with Marsalis and Kenny Kirkland and guys like that.
How old were you?
I've been 10, 12 maybe. Or 11 or 12, I think.
Still in grade school.
Yeah.
Did you play any instruments in school?
No, not at all.
Did they have music classes?
What that?
Did they have music classes?
Yeah, well, that wasn't that big a deal, because there was a guy playing some piano and singing some stuff, and we didn't get to participate that much. We didn't play any instruments. We were just sitting there and singing with him.
Okay, so that's the closest you got to music in school was singing along with the teacher.
Uh-huh, yeah, no instruments at all. Maybe a vibraphone, or what do you call it, vibes maybe, stuff like that, but that was it.
What about at home? Was there any music making people at the house, like your brother?
No, my brother didn't play music. My mom, she was working at kindergarten.
Yeah.
And she could play some chords. And
Chords on the guitar?
Yeah, chords on the guitar, yeah. So there was a guitar available, but I didn't play when I was a kid. My dad, he died when I was 8, so that was in 85, and he didn't play any music at all either. It was just my mom doing some chords on the guitar.
Well, when did you start playing?
I think that was about 9 or 10th grade, so I was like 15.
High school.
I learned like 3 chords from this guy that had this acoustic guitar, and he learned me 3 chords, and then I thought, hey, that's pretty fun, and then it just took off from there. I didn't have any teacher, so I just learned it by myself from then on.
Play with guys after school in the garage?
Yeah, later on what do we call that? Is that? Later on in high school, yeah, we played. We didn't have that garage, you know. always dreamed
about
that.
Okay, in the bedroom or something like that.
Yeah. And
what about gigs? Do you remember your first gig that you went to?
Yeah, I think that was probably around, I was like 16 or 17, I think. And
who did you see?
What's that?
Who did you see?
Oh, my first gig. Oh, I thought you meant the first time I played live. But my first
gig. I'll get to that too. But yeah. First, what's your first gig that you saw?
Wow, yeah. I heard a lot of jazz, Danish jazz, actually, when I was about in high school. So that was a lot of Danish jazz back then. Maybe you know the bassist, Niels Henning Ørsted Petersen.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
went,
a big...
Went saw him play?
Yeah, I saw him play, yeah. That was pretty amazing.
Did you just go by yourself? Most guys, they don't... Young people don't... Their first gigs ain't jazz gigs. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I actually went with my mom and one of my good friends back then. Yeah, because there weren't that many into jazz.
Yeah, no, but that's very interesting.
But also, I remember me and my brother, we went all the way to Copenhagen. I think we were about... I was probably also like 14 or 15. We went to see Elvis Costello in Copenhagen, where he played with the Brodsky Quartet.
Okay.
That was his classical stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And that was also one of the first times that I was actually like on my own, or me and my brother were on our own, like going out and to a gig. That was pretty amazing.
Okay, tell me about your first gig that you play.
Yeah. I think that's like the first real gig. That was I had this band where we had this band where we played all these cover songs, you know, Hendrix stuff and Santana, and we played at school. I think that was about 17. I was 17 or something like that, and I had just played for about a year, I think, or a year and a half, and I was just been beating the crap out of my guitar at home in my living room and playing all this Hendrix stuff. And then suddenly we were asked to play at some kind of party at the school, and that was pretty amazing.
Was it scary?
Yeah, because everybody was kind of expecting something, and we were expecting big stuff because we had practiced for a while and wanted to really, really, well, make a good impression on everybody. And it went pretty well, if I can remember. So that was
have a name? Was there a name for this band?
Nah, no, I can't remember. It didn't really have a name. I think we played maybe for 4 or 5 months, and then, yeah, I moved on to other stuff, to other bands and other projects.
Okay, let's get to that, but first let's hear some more Skatin' Dicks.
Oh, sounds good.
Thank you. Bubble faced chicken slide down her hospital neck. Candid strides on rubbery planes. Ah, what the heck. Papered inhibitions only limit the speed they can spray, while drooling after Gibbs me dats in globaling parades. Scooping scraps of squandered flaps of government largesse, bloated laps tripped through flips of faps, barely breaking even at the water's edge. Such silly sops who slap their pups, savoring such crap. Whether perched on white marble or ass smooching the dirt, slobbing cartoons shine never as gold as they seem, or Y-faced lie traces tying a siren's island into her sea's skirt. But to bask therein, wearing nary your bare and bravest humors? Skin it back then, until sunshine cracks, breaking slips slide in horizons. Hear sonar on the moon as fusion floods through thinnest inner space, fractalizing freedom files as replicates in flying gooey mindgasms. Entirely in time, of course, interpolating quanta torsion in every place. Reckless gyroscopes of symbiotic contingency now emerge, parsing rarities from the front of the table set with elements in art. A troubling grasp of system collapse eludes those of fewest words. Such squabbling Martians mule at the malls, mooing and mauling and farting, aping knee-jerkism as their go buttons smile on the godlike money machines. Be muses for a spell at least, rather deserving mud pie for ethos du obliqui. Their picnic was set, the scenery picturesque, ne'er too many panties was wet, digging their dearth while chugging that earth. I say, whining is for that other guy. So get ready to explode in songfuls of sticky meteorites sounding out the void, gleefully muscling past the barely amassed minions, ignoring their wonder. Our dearest return for love blithely turned into gifts for the mind's ear, a toy called Thunderation. This glorious exaltation of art was merely kissed asunder, pouring down in leaps and bounds upon the mounds of muddling maroons, in garish escapades, ecstatic brains unleashing rhythms of soul-bared displays. We're ringing out in but one moment a serving of the muse's compelling tunes, painting kindliness, the memories, expressions of dwelling in the face of all that craze.
Always making spells and casting them around. Some for love, some for money, some to get things fine. Cause when your heart is missing a beat, you just ain't right. Grandpa gave me a letter from my pop, and in the light, he said,
you're just like your daddy. You're just like your dad.
Vem Martin, governo branco, vista da escola, do diraiaco, e nebitno, cadê que ativas o colha breca, que se vivas, já lhe ficas, mano, e nasce Martin, recata peni, que se veste seni. Governo Martin, governo branco, está a escola, o dia iaco, e uma gospot, nem uma pari, e uma pari, nem uma gospot, juju é sneca, a minha jovem, recata nozi, não vou proler. Uma gospod, nema pari, ima pari, nema gospod, služba smetka, a ne čovek, da kad se nosi, ne ga prole.
Pod for Pedro show. We heard Skating Dicks with Pragmaticosium. Yeah, that's the title.
Yeah.
Did Dad pronounce it right?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Pragmaticosium, I think it's called, actually, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if we got that word over here, but...
No. Well, we haven't got it here either. It's a word we just made up.
Great. That's Chris Skroger out of Texas, out of Austin, doing this Symbiosis of Reckless Gyroscopes. Alex Zhang Huntai with Nina. He's in Hong Kong now. And Shanghai, yeah, he's splitting his time. Bourbon Scum with Porn Machine. That's for the, I think the bass man's name is Nick. He just passed away. Sam, upstate New York, let me know. Whenever we lose a brother musician, you know, it's a sad thing. Signor Al, out of, I think, South London. You're Just Like Your Dad. And then the Exterminators, Just Like Your Mom. Exterminators got Don Bowles from, you probably know him from The Germs. But before he moved to Hollywood, he lived in Arizona, and this was the band. Rob Ritter, fortunately, passed away, but the other members got together to do all these songs they had 40 years ago. And now it's Klein, brand new, The Search for Cat. He's in New York City nowadays. Vasco Adonowski with River, and he wrote this song. He's out of Skopje. He wrote this song for his pop. He lost just recently. Mini Beast, finally, with that's Peter from Mission to Burma. He's living in Providence these days with High C. And back to Martin and his musical journey. Now, after you do this school party thing, you start doing other kinds of projects.
Yeah, I met these other guys, with this first band, we played a lot of.
What town is this? Is this Aarhus?
No, that's a town just by the German border.
Oh, okay.
called Turnau. That's 2 hours from Aarhus.
Okay. So these guys, you're kind of in a small town then.
Yeah, that's a small town, about 10,000-12,000 people.
But these guys, they're your age, they play?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all my age. And we all dig Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin and all that stuff.
Kind of older music. I mean, for your days, it's kind of older music.
Definitely. Well, that was just the guys that I was...
That's okay. For me, music's music. It doesn't matter when it happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys do? You start covering songs, Jimmy's. When do you start writing your own material?
Oh, that happens like 16, 17 with these other guys. We're listening to Joy Division and The Who and... Well, still at old stuff, actually, but...
That's all right.
Yeah, and we start to play our own stuff and a few cover songs.
Does this band have a name?
That was called New Dawn Fates.
New Dawn Fates.
Yeah. That was some pretty trippy stuff we played back then.
Did you do gigs?
Yeah, we did a few gigs, but...
What about recording?
Yeah, we did on tape. We did that on tape.
Great. So that's your first record ever?
Yeah, actually. That was always happening on tape, you know, finding some kind of tape recorder and put the tape in there and, yeah... Just rock on.
Yeah, not really studio at the practice pad. So what happens with Newton Fates?
Then we got older and, I think about that time I actually moved to Aarhus. I actually played in some kind of hardcore band, just before I moved to Aarhus. Also with Tua, the guy I play in with Skating Dicks and the Better Robots, we played some kind of hardcore stuff for 6 months, I guess, and played a gig also. That was some growling and stuff like that. After that, I actually moved to Aarhus.
When you moved to Aarhus, that changed things a lot.
That changed a lot, yeah. Starting out on my own, sure. My brother was there, fortunately. So, not fortunately, what do you say? What do you say? Fortunately?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, and I was lucky to have my brother.
Me out.
We would say, I was lucky to have my brother with me.
That's right. That's what I was trying to say, yeah. So that was pretty cool. And there was actually this guy from that town I grew up in that was already living there. So he was he's called Rico. And we started to play, and we're actually still playing, doing projects and stuff. So that's been going on for quite some time now. I guess he's also pretty stoked about me being on the show, and so that's pretty cool. Back in 1995 or 6, I moved to Aarhus.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, big shout outs to Rico.
Yeah, definitely. And then after Rico, then Tua moved to Aarhus also. You know, the guy.
Sure. Tua. How do you pronounce that? Tua?
Tua, yeah.
Tua.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get into that because we've reached the end of the first hour. The November 15, 2016 edition of the Watt for Pedro Show. Special guest, Martin Boyson Pop out of Aarhus, Denmark. Hold tight for hour two. November 15, 2016. It's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
Somewhere
Watch for Pedro Show. Started the second hour off with Snapshot, Skating Dicks. Then we had Brand New Light, Black Box. I saw them last week. They played in Highland Park. Not good sound at that venue, but man, they play with a lot of heart. Love those guys, Light Brothers. Then Babes New York with Shopping on the Moon. That's brand new. They're out of New York City. Layman with As Soon as It Begins. Somewhere in SoCal, I can't remember. Cat gave it to me after a gig. I like it. David Gerard out of Boston with Hijack Transmissions 1. All I've Got by the Meredith Hunters. Fuck, it's based on them. Where they're from, but I love the sound. CPD Negative Scanner, got turned on to them by Jose over there in London, but they're from, I think, Chicago. Very Be Careful, they're out of here. Got to play with them, Cinco Centavos. These cats, they play this vallenato, kind of a Colombia style of folk. It's beautiful, I love it. Two hermanos. La Puesta de Sol, Pedro's, Pedro, I said Pedro because that's how we say our town, but maybe it's Pedro request. But maybe it's Pedro's because I think these guys are from Pedro. We got a chow pad called it. It means sunset. Back with Martin. Tell me, look, you played three songs already from Skating Dicks. How did the Skating Dicks come about?
Well, it's actually... all of the stuff is done, like, we've been sending all the stuff to each other because we haven't got the time to practice that much. So I'm making some of the stuff, and then I'm sending it to Chua, and then he's making some stuff and sending it back and forth. And so that's actually how we've been working.
But you both live in Aarhus.
Yeah, but he lives, like... I know it's just about 30 minutes from here.
But, it's another part of town, okay.
Yeah, and we got families and we got kids and stuff like that, so it's, yeah, we want to play more, but...
Tell me how it got together.
Well,
Let's start with the name. Where'd you get that fucking name?
I was actually...
were you a skater when you were young?
Yeah, we always liked that...
You're both skaters.
Yeah, the skater. Yeah, we always like that because that was.
And what was it like to be a young skater in Denmark? How did you learn it? Did you learn it through the videotapes?
No.
Because I've had some European guys tell me that the Santa Cruz, Ohio Skate Out, Streets of Fire.
Yeah.
Well, you know about these videos, right? I'm talking VHS.
Yeah, that was later on when I got to know those videos because. When I first skated, we didn't have a VCR or anything like that. So that was, I actually think that was from Back to the Future, because Michael J. Fox was skating.
The movie.
Yeah, awesome movie.
Well, I just ask you that because I got to tell you, European skaters are incredible. I mean, mm-hmm. They really got their own style, their own trips. And to hear from guys, we learned it from video. I think what it meant was just like, wow, these guys are doing it. Let's try and find our trip.
Yeah,
it's really amazing how skating, at least where I've been, has really caught on.
You just can't give it up because it's just that amazing. And there's this whole culture around it and all the music. And
it is connected with music, huh?
Definitely. Yeah, big time.
I try to explain people that. It's you just, I guess, got to be in it. To know it.
yeah, I think so, because it's,
it's
the whole vibe around it.
Sure, and why did you choose that for the name of this Pride?
It was actually, we had this idea that he was going to choose a name, and I was going to choose a name, and then we were going to put it together.
Okay.
And I think, I can't remember who came up with what, but first it was skating, and then the other guys... put in dicks, and then it was, well, we're two skating dicks, so that was, yeah.
You know what? There was a great band out of Texas called The Dicks. Incredible
All right.
band. Yeah. Gary Floyd, the singer, man. He lives in the city now, but incredible band. There's a record where they're on one side and Big Boy's on the other side called Live at Raoul's. I recommend it big time. Oh, yeah. In fact, I could see you guys covering Shit on Me. That would be a great song. I'll turn you on to it. But I'm going to play this song here called Get Some. What's this about?
Well, actually, me trying to play with some keyboards and it's the tour. He's singing on that tune. We're both singing, but I think he's singing on most of the tunes actually. And it's just a feel good song, and just come get some. Just come get anything. Just do something and get some. Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Thank you. won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I'm not a number. I'm a free man.
My life is my own. I.
From Pedro Show, we heard Get Some from the Dicks. Skating Dicks. Not the Dicks. Almost.
Perfect. Almost, yeah.
Then we got Toys That Kill. Form Your Fiend. They're out of here, Pedro. We're going to do some gigs. The whole West Coast in end of February. Me and my missing man. Then see you in Tijuana. By the Bigot. No. The band is See You in Tijuana. Tijuana. Oh, come on. See You in Tijuana. And the song is called The Bigot. Okay. Then Everyone is Dirty. That's the name of the band. Dirt Bag Side Effect. That's the name of the song. Got to play with them out in the city. Marshweed with I Drive East at Sunset. There's that La Puesta de Sol again. And then finally, I Help Patrick McGowan Escape by the Times. Patrick McGowan was actually played the prisoner. And I'm familiar with that show. Probably was my favorite show when I was more young. Back with Martin here in his journey of music. So, who sends the music first to who?
Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty different because from time to time that's
okay. You take turns.
Yeah. And right now we're doing some new stuff, trying to get some new stuff together and get some more rehearsal time in there between all the other stuff we're doing. So I hope there's gonna be enough time to. Maybe make like, I don't know, like 10 to 15 songs and do some gigs and stuff like that.
Okay. What about Aarhus playing gigs?
That's pretty okay because there's actually a lot of, like, not too big venues or places you can play.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, like, get 200, 300, or 400 people in there so we can, like... you could do like a show for 50 or 70 people, and that would be okay.
They got smaller pads. Are some of them like a community center, art center, or bars? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's also bars.
Yeah, cafes.
Yeah, that's actually the place that you guys with Minuteman played with Black Flag. I think you said it was 83.
That's right, in February.
Yeah.
That pad is still there?
Yeah, it's not exactly the same, but it's the same house, a little bit different, but it's still there and it's called something different, but it's actually still there, yeah.
Kind of the same people?
Yeah. I think everybody's probably been probably new people all around.
Yeah, but this is 33 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it was interesting. A guy from the local radio interviewed us, and he was from Watts. Yeah, from here in Southern California.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you call it? Expatriate. He was living in your land.
Yeah.
And
that's a coincidence.
I got to tell you, February in Denmark can be a little cold.
I know, and so can November.
It's already cold. Has it started snowing?
Yeah, it actually snowed last weekend, and now it's, well, it's just cold and foggy and misty, and yeah, not that much fun, actually.
That's okay. It's
but we're just staying indoor and playing a lot of music, so.
Yeah, right. It's the second hour of November 15th, 2016. Dish Peter Show, special guest Martin of my host, Denmark. Hold tight for hour three. November 15, 2016, it's the third hour, Lot for Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro Show. Start off the third hour with some more Skatin' Dicks. House on the Hill. Then we had Elliot Eidelman, brand new. Bob Dylan's Death, Part 2. That's off his The Hobo Life EP. Adam Mouth Gimli's Rapid Vision. Man, I can't remember. But some cat gave me the 7-inch. Maybe it was in Sacktown. Hate that. Bob Teagan out of Fraser sent me this Carla Bley with Ida Lupino. Ida Lupino, you know, she ended up being a director, too. Pretty intense, especially for those days. Francesca's Codeine Blues, Part 1, SS Space Systems. That's Sam, State, New York there. Cars Spignamo La Luce, Maximilian the First. That's from Italy. Pale Angels out of Wales with Taped. Hellbeings out of, I think, well, somewhere in the south of England. NFA. And then finally, Lemon Kittens, Paper Thin Religion. They were an English band. Had these guys from the late 70s. And I found my records, my Lemon Kitten records. I've been playing, I think I've played almost all of it now. All of it. The tunes. Back with Martin here, we're talking about, well, we played a lot of Skatin' Dicks, but you got other projects, right? Tell us about your other projects.
Well, I got this project with this guy, Rico.
Yeah, Rico.
And it's about, it's more like singer-songwriter stuff, and it's in Danish. And that's, it's about living, these small towns that all become ghost towns here in Denmark.
Because the kids grow up and they leave for the big town.
Yeah, everybody leaves and all the stores close and yeah. So we got this little project about that. Just like
what's it called?
It's called Udkanten.
Udkanten.
Yeah, it's I don't know if maybe you can translate like maybe like saying the outer rims or stuff like that.
Okay.
Or
yeah, the edge.
Like that.
The edge.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about this English and Danish. Your English is very good. In fact, a lot of Scandinavians, incredible English. Why? They train you guys early in the schools?
Yeah, you can say that. I think I got it in fifth grade when I was young.
Yeah.
And my kids now, they get it already from first grade.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
And, well, you know, watching a lot of TV and...
movies.
Yeah, movies and
no,
music.
Not dubbed in movies, just with subtitles.
Yeah, with subtitles, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because the dubbed in... I've seen this with the Germans. They have the German dubbed in, so you're not really hearing.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And so, they still do that.
But let me ask you this, Martin. What about with music? You like to sing English, but then like with Rico, you want to sing Danish.
Yeah, because that's more local.
No, look. I don't see any problem. To me, it's all good. Yeah, because it's all sounds, rhythms. Yeah, when you know the meanings of the word, that can add another level. But still, music is music, you know.
Definitely. But with the Skatin' Dicks, we're also trying to reach a broader audience. You can say it.
And so that's why you want to use English. Okay. Yeah. And so with Rico, you're talking to your own people more. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to play some this Black Zulu. What, Mr. Fagan, is this Donald Fagan?
Yeah, that's actually a reference to Donald Fagan, yeah.
The Dan.
Yeah, the Steely Dan, definitely, yeah.
Okay, but tell me about this proj. What's this proj about?
The song?
Proj. Or you could tell me what the song's about. I mean, it's not called Skatin' Dicks. It must be a different kind of proj.
Because it's called Black Zulu. Yeah, that's right, yeah. That was another project, and that's my friend too, who's on that also.
Same lineup as Skatin' Dicks.
it's a kind of skating disc, yeah, but just called Black Zulu, yeah. And
so,
also
tell me the difference. Tell me the difference.
Maybe that's not that much of a difference, I think. I think we just wanted to play with another band name, I think.
Okay, let's listen.
change the future outside. But then again, despite all that, you know your name. It's light.
from someone who's been there. Love may come, love may go. Don't forget, you're still yours. Somewhere in old Kentucky, take a little trip somewhere down south. Comb your hair, hit the bars, wrestle girls in their cars. Take a little trip, 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 take a little trip.
Man-made and hopeless, broken and heartless. I know I'm the loneliest robot. Our lonely robot.
Okay, people, before we get going, Martin's going to explain Mr. Fagan. What's this song about?
It's actually called Mr. Fagan because I thought they had this Steely Dan vibe over it somehow. And it hasn't got, like, the words hasn't got, like, a deeper meaning about Steely Dan or Donald Fagan. It was just, the vibe that the song had, so that's why it's, that's actually why it was called Mr. Fagan. We were also big Steely Dan fans.
So you are into the Dan. What's your favorite one?
Maybe Pretzel Logic.
Pretzel Logic.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's the third one, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Or is it Asia the second
also
one?
A good one?
No, it might be the second one. Or is Countdown the second one?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
George Hurley was a big fan, so I listened to a lot of the Dan in the Van with Firehose and Minuteman.
Cool.
I think it goes Can't Buy a Thrill, Pretzel Logic.
Yeah. Gaucho?
No.
Oh, that was later, right?
Can't Buy a Thrill, Katie Lied.
Asia?
No, Royal Scam, then Asia.
Oh, Royal Scam.
I never listened to Gaucho. Well, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really like Gaucho. And I only liked half of Asia. The ones I really like are the first five.
Yeah. That's why Gaucho, that's much later. No, that's not that good, I think.
Yeah. And, but maybe it's this thing, you'd be introduced to jazz real early.
How that came upon?
Well, yeah, because most guys your age, they're not really into the Dan. So I'm just wondering what attracted you. But you had jazz influence early on.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of jazz on the radio and taped a lot of the jazz on tapes. So I had all these recordings on my tape. And that was all kinds of jazz. And we heard a lot of, later on, we heard a lot of Breaker Brothers.
Yeah.
Heavy metal, bebop.
Sure.
That was pretty awesome. And then later on, I just had this love for this 20s jazz, that really old jazz, like Fletcher Henderson and Jelly Roll Morton and stuff like that. That's just awesome.
Ragtime.
Yeah, ragtime. I love ragtime.
Let me tell the people the other tunes. There was Osirio 123 from King Champion Sounds. Petra Hayden, This Is Not America. Everyone Is Dirty Again. Wow, I played them twice. Cheesecake, number two. They were good, though. Maybe they deserve a double dip. Then Pulang with Fuck. You're Still Joe. The Flat Five, that brand new from Bloodshot, Chicago. And then finally, out of Liverpool, England, Space with The Loneliest Robot. Yeah. So, Everyone Is Dirty gets the double dip. I'm curious. You told me looks like the more near plans is more skating dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you got other things planned?
Well, there's the skating dicks are actually called, I think they're called Better Robots right now.
Okay, so the skating dicks. Okay, Better Robots. And yeah. Last week we played the song What?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Very kind of you. Thank you so much. Now, this is you and Tour, but just because you feel you got to call it something different.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That makes good sense. Look, if somebody was going to ask you, you've been doing music a long time now. If they were asking you, somebody young, for advice, what would you tell them?
About starting to play music?
Just anything.
Yeah. Well, try to find something that you really like, really love, together with some guys or some people that you really like or really love, and just do the hell out of it, because that's just living and breathing, I think, doing that kind of stuff, because you're being creative and... I think that's pretty important in my book. Being creative and doing what you like, and trying to find that niche. What do you call it? Niche.
Yeah.
Nice. Where you can fit in and feel at home, and hopefully do it together with somebody, and that's pretty amazing. It takes you on a journey.
I think that's righteous advice. I want to thank you so much, Mark, for being on the show.
Hey.
And I want you, your buddies, to keep on keeping on, please.
We will, for sure. Okay. For sure.
It's been November 15, 2016 edition of Watt for Pedro Show. Everybody out there, keep your powder dry.